This is Maryland Viewpoints, an in-depth discussion of the events and issues impacting our state. Now, from the studios of the Maryland News Network, this is Maryland Viewpoints with Meredith Marks.
Welcome to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks, and this week we are chatting with Barbara Reed DeGia, Resources and Operations Director for Maryland New Directions. And Maryland New Directions programs and services are designed and delivered with one goal in mind: to utilize local employers' demand for skilled workers as a means to help motivated, disadvantaged Baltimore area job seekers find greater opportunity and earning potential in the workforce, like single parents, ex-offenders, youth, older workers. Their goal is to assist and get you all out into the workplace. Barbara, thank you for coming on today.
Oh, I'm so glad you invited us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, well, we're excited. I've got to tell you, I just recently learned about Maryland New Directions, and I think it's a really important cause and mission that you guys have to really help people in the Maryland communities get out into the workforce and be productive people in the community. Tell me a little bit about the history of Maryland New Directions.
Oh, yeah, Meredith. Maryland New Directions has a very rich history. And you're right, the word isn't as well known as we'd like it to be. We are getting ready to celebrate our 47th year of services. So we've been around a long time, and we originally started as Baltimore New Directions for Women. And that was back in the early 70s when kind of the welfare reform and welfare approach was taking place to support, women who had been primarily homemakers now facing the death of their spouse or divorce and left without any skills to kind of support their family. And now M&D continues to evolve to meet the needs of our community. So I think that's really what's important about the organization beyond the great services that we offer is we're kind of responding to the community as a whole. We're not only here to serve the people who are in need of our services, but really take a look at what the city needs and develop programs designed to meet the needs of our local businesses who may be seeking employee candidates for their hiring needs, transportation issues, and things like that. So we've been around a long time, and we slowly started evolving from just women populations to realizing that young adults needed a career opportunity as well when college wasn't an option. Then we evolved, like you said earlier, to kind of meet the needs of those with special barriers, whether that be gaps of employment, homelessness, addiction issues, less than perfect criminal records, just kind of taking a look at what are some things that folks needed some help in overcoming. So restoring the self-belief in the individual is really the key point. And then, offering all of the skills and tools to get them to the next step is the ultimate goal.
Thinking about it, there are so many, I don't want to call them kids because they're growing into young adults, but maybe you've made a mistake as a kid and you did something stupid and you have a record, but it doesn't reflect on who you truly are and what you're truly capable of. And thinking about how many people we have like that in Baltimore City that have the capability of really putting their skills to good use. And I love the fact that you all are willing to give these people a second chance and get them out there and put them in front of employers that also would give them a chance to really show what they can do and not have the past, constantly haunt them. Because I think that's like a stigma that we face in the world is that if you have one little thing on your record, that's it for you. You're done. You're not going to have a successful career in your life. And that's just not true. So I think it's great that Maryland New Directions helps in that area.
Oh, it's absolutely not true. And one of the things that we like to do is really work with the young adults that aren't engaged with either work or school right now and, kind of show them that there are viable options. Each of our different training programs, and we have three very specific industry career-focused programs, come with stackable credentials to further advance the careers as well. So it really gives the younger folks who aren't you know, well-versed in the workforce and don't have that resume with several different experiences, the opportunity to say, not only am I coming to you trained and prepared, but I'm coming to you with an additional nationally recognized certification because I want to advance through your company as well. We have a business coordinator who works in M&D to kind of support not only the coaching of some of our clients, but also the community relations with some of our local businesses as far as hiring. So, you know, we're looking at real partnerships. We make connections with companies who continue to hire, you know, because of their rotation in employees. And we try to fill that and explain to them why hiring from M&D is really the smart choice. Kind of like the screening is done for them, the training is done for them, the customer service is prepared for them, and they just take the employee and train them to the interior work skills for the company. And it's a great success. We realize that everybody can't go into certain fields because of different barriers. So we've created kind of on-demand services to further meet the needs of our community. So we have one-on-one job coaching. We have job search and assistance support every Tuesday and Thursday open to the entire community from 12 to 4 p.m. where professionals are available in our computer lab to kind of walk through how to do an effective online job search, online application, you know, really kind of do the follow-up and create a professional resume. We offer computer literacy courses. There's a variety of other additional services that go on here far beyond just the typical training program. Again, trying to take that holistic approach to meet the needs of our community.
That is amazing. And, you know, something as simple as, you know, people, I've got to tell you, people feel overwhelmed when it comes to applying for jobs. And sometimes they go, I don't know if my resume looks okay. I don't really know how to do a cover letter. And they think, we don't know where to turn to. And you guys are the place to go, right? To really come in and get some guidance in that area.
Right. And oftentimes people aren't thinking about their transferable skills. You know, one of the things that also sets M&D aside is that we kind of create a real community. We're building a real community within a community. To walk into one of our typical training programs and to see 18-year-olds and 62-year-olds sitting side by side, to see three, four different ethnicities in the room, to see every age group and socioeconomic background that you can imagine, from West Baltimore, North Baltimore, South and East Baltimore, all together in the same room, and have them working together and becoming peers. That's really an interesting thing to kind of, you know, see and build as well. We just had our recent graduation for the first 2020 cohort at Maryland New Directions, and the classroom was here for 2 full weeks. And on the last day, as they were receiving their certificates, there were tears because they didn't want to not see each other every day anymore. And, you know, we actually created a sheet. Everybody who wanted to maintain contact, you know, filled out their contact information, and copies were made for all so that they could stay in touch and continue to lift each other up and support each other, you know, and kind of go through that process as well, because it's really about building their own networks, their own communities. And really feeling like they're not alone in this as well.
Right. That's such a beautiful thing to witness. And they all have the same goal, is to get out there and get a job and be productive in the world and keep this nice little network niche that they've kind of created here at M&D. That's awesome. Talk to me a little bit about these training programs that you have.
Okay, so primarily M&D has three very specific targeted training programs. The targeted training programs include the Career Focus, which is our core program. It is career readiness. It is employment opportunities. It is certification in the services and hospitality industry. It goes deep into what do you want to do in your career transition. If you had to say who is this for, I would say it's for everyone, but it really benefits those who are in career transition, possibly through no fault of their own, maybe layoff or illness or different things. They're trying to get back in the workforce and don't know where to start. So it's an in-depth exploration of what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? How do you want to get there? And how do we get you there. It is also the core of the other training programs that we offer. And for the career-focused program, as I mentioned, some of the core kind of related career paths would include customer service, maybe call-in center representatives, of course, the hospitality industry, you know, any kind of administrative support, but also placement for whatever kind of specialized career you were interested in, you know, solar energy or IT information, or the coaches can help break into those grounds as well. The next created training program is our Maritime Transportation Distribution and Logistics Program. It's MTDL, and it is all things regarded to freight forwarding. So it's really about warehouse, it's about logistics, it's about forklift, it's Port of Baltimore and beyond. It's getting items and materials and inventory from point A to point B. So think about things when at the Port of Baltimore, the ships come in and they're full of cars. Those cars have to come off the ship. They have to be placed somewhere. Then they have to go onto the train. So it's all about moving the freight and learning the logistics. There's forklift certification involved with that. There's OSHA 10 certification involved in that. There is the opportunity for certified custom specialists. So it really kind of begins to stack the credentials, not only to just kind of enter the warehouse as a customer service or entry-level position, but to use that forklift certification to kind of go to the next level, or to use that, you know, certification in the warehouse inventory control, for example, to go to the next level. So that's the additional training program. And then our newest model is the Commercial Transportation Careers, which is focusing on the transportation industry, CDLB and beyond. So this was originally created because of the lack of good, reliable drivers, whether it be for the school buses, for the local transportation company, for the MTA, Charm City Circulator, et cetera. And we were kind of approached with an opportunity to take a look at how we could help solve some of that demand. There were positions available, and there were no qualified candidates to assume those positions. So we created the 60 hours of specific industry-related knowledge that deal with passenger transportation, safety check skills, and those kind of things to get our folks through the CDL written exam at the end of the training and actually enter careers driving, you know, again, for MTA, Charm City Circulator and beyond, local school buses, et cetera.
That's amazing. These are such great, crucial programs to have to offer to people. I have to say, you know, a lot of times people require a college degree. A lot of people don't have a college degree. I don't have a college degree myself. So I've been to college, but I didn't finish. So a lot of people that are like in my shoes or only have a high school diploma, you know, or a GED, they need to know, you know, what are my options? Where can I go? So this is great. These particular training sessions, that's what you need, right? A high school diploma or a GED, correct?
You do, and we can work a little beyond that as well. So if someone comes to us with the great potential and it doesn't currently have their GED or diploma, we can work with our partner organizations and referral resources to help them move that forward too. But beyond having just the, you know, GED or diploma to move forward in these careers, you know, having these stackable credentials to really enter into a position of earning a living wage and creating a long-term career goal and path, that's what Maryland New Directions is all about. We're not trying to do the placement numbers of, hey, we put someone in a job. We're really looking at living wage. We're looking at long-term career trajectory.
Yes.
We're looking at how to advance in a career with benefits and really change the dynamic of the next generation of the family.
Absolutely. I want to give the website mdnewdirections.org. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to dive into volunteer opportunities with MND, and I want to talk about a specific orientation and training that happens to be coming up in early February. We're going to take a short break. Maryland Viewpoints will continue right after this.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Little One at Home.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Childproofing Your Home, Childproofing Your Yard, Childproofing Your In-Laws Home and Yard.
Of all the things you can read to keep your child safe, the most important is attached to their car seat. Read the instruction manual and use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Learn more at safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm your host, Meredith Marks, here with Barbara Reed DeGia, Resources and Operations Director for Maryland New Directions. They are located at 2700 North Charles Street, Suite 200 in Baltimore. Again, that's mdnewdirections.org. I love the ways that people can get involved, Barbara, with these volunteer opportunities. Let's start with my favorite, the mock interview. The interview are job-seeking clients to create practice for self-marketing skills during employment training. Talk a little bit about the mock interview and how volunteers can help with that.
Oh, the mock interviews are one of my favorite volunteer components, actually. So through the training, you can only imagine that folks are coming to us and they're learning new skills and they're learning new knowledge to really set forth the, you know, their efforts in a new career direction, and interviewing becomes the next issue. So instead of just throwing them out there to cold interview, we actually bring in professionals from our local community and host a day of actual interviewing. And the guests, the volunteers that participate, are set up in individual offices. So it's an actual true interview setting. Clients are sent in one by one with their resume, with their cover letter, and the interviewers have their sheets of questions, and they're going through the process and they're doing real interview techniques. They're looking for the way the clients are dressed, the way they present themselves, the eye contact, the way they're able to answer questions, the way their body language is, the information that's provided on the resume. And then when everyone has had several interviews with several different mock interviewers, we gather for a panel discussion, and the panel gives feedback of what they saw in the interviews in general. And oftentimes you hear, "I saw great confidence. I would hire most of you." I saw great change, and I saw the opportunity to respond to these particular questions well. But it's also a great opportunity for the panel to give feedback and say, "Hey, someone I interviewed kind of mentioned this, and I would suggest you moving in that direction when those questions come about, or how to share effectively about your background, or how to explain those gaps of employment." And it really sets the tone for how to create a sales pitch for yourself, the self-marketing skills that you mentioned, by really getting that experience to have an elevator speech that the clients make about themselves. And it's truly an amazing opportunity. And at the end of the day, the clients feel very equipped and very confident to go out and actually do the interviews that await them.
Because think about this for people that are listening to the show right now. You may have amazing skills and you may have great talent to get out there and actually really succeed in a job. But when you get in front of somebody and you're getting interviewed, maybe you shut down. Maybe you don't know how to handle that. Maybe that's just not your forte. And so this is great. This is a great advantage for you to get in there and to have this mock interview to prepare you for sitting in front of somebody that you really want to get hired by and get this job and succeed. A lot of people get nervous, Barbara. A lot of people get anxious and they, walk out of it going, "I completely bombed at that." But having these mock interviews really prepares people for the real thing, to be able to go in and nail it.
Exactly. And by meeting with several different interviewers on the same day, they're getting different styles, they're getting different feedback,
yes,
they're getting different feels, they're getting different questions, and they really feel that they have now been prepared to make that eye contact, shake that hand, sit up straight, have that speech prepared, know some things that are going to be asked by everyone. What is their story? What are the key points of their training they want to get across? And it is so beneficial. And we've actually had mock interviewers who came, and like I said, they're typically local business volunteers, and they've said, okay, I'd really like to hire that person, or I'm coming back and hiring that one, or please send me their resumes, because when I have an opening, I'm coming to Maryland New Directions to employ someone. So not only is it a great way for the interviewers to give back to their community, meet some really great people, but also potentially find some candidates for positions that they may have available.
Yeah, and those candidates are thinking, this is a mock interview, so I'm just going to kind of, you know, try this, and maybe they're vulnerable. That's awesome. That's amazing. Yeah. Talk about some of these other volunteer opportunities like Connections Friday and workshop and job search assistance and other things that you have going on.
So Maryland New Directions could not do all that we do and really drive our mission without the dedicated volunteers that we have. Connections Friday is another perfect example of a client direct service opportunity. And Connections Friday is about really sharing your professional journey and helping our motivated job seekers really understand that their path may be hard, but they're going to get there. We often get folks who say, you know, at this point in my life, I feel like I should be somewhere different. Or, you know, right now I'm coming out of school and I have no idea where I want to start my career. And everybody's on a different page. And Connections Friday really opens that door to make that connection, to realize that no one starts their career journey at 18 going, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And there's this easy road that they skyrocket straight to the top. So it's really interesting to hear about the journey of some of our volunteers, you know, how they started out, you know, scrubbing toilets at the Hilton before they became the financial management coordinator at an investment firm or things like that.
Wow.
So it encourages the clients to realize that we all have something in common, and that's our journey. And while the journey is different, we all struggle to get through it. It really makes a connection. There's also a networking opportunity afterward. So again, just another way of preparing our clients to go out into the community and not just land a job, but know how to function within that job and function in the idea that they can move forward by knowing how to network, by knowing how to work a room, by knowing how to introduce themselves over and over and over. It's such a great feeling for everyone involved.
Right. And talk about the clothing boutique stylists and coordinators, because that's really important.
It's really important. So we have holistic resources to move our clients forward. And if someone's struggling with transportation issues, bus tokens are provided to get them here. We, you know, do things like that. We have the professional clothing boutique, again, to support our clients, because while they're coming here in training, it is, you know, set up to be the feel of a real work environment. So they must dress appropriately to come to training every day, as well as to get that interview and possibly start that new job. So professional clothing is donated throughout the community to Maryland New Directions from many local donors, companies, and individuals. And we have this fabulous little boutique where volunteers completely operate the boutique, from sorting all of the inventory and changing out the seasons and hanging things on racks, as well as becoming stylists to help the clients put together ensembles and really know how to get a look for an interview, right down to men learning to tie ties before they go out to their interviews and get ready for that new job. The clothing boutique stylists and coordinators are so essential because it's such a big job. The inventory constantly comes in, constantly goes out, and there's constantly clients who need support. So it's really a hands-on kind of approach with the clients. And I think that's some of the great things that we offer that other adult organizations may not. You're getting the opportunity to meet the clients, talk with the clients, connect with the clients, help dress the clients, laugh with them, take pictures with them, and really be hands-on. Beyond the clothing boutique, we also have workshop and job search assistance. As I mentioned earlier, on Tuesdays and Thursdays from noon to 4, we welcome the community to come in and use our computer lab and get support for online job searches, resumes, master applications, online applications, et cetera. And that, again, is a volunteer-run program. So there
Amazing.
Are no state staff running the NOW program, and everyone can come in and get that support they need through our dedicated volunteers who give their time because they realize that work and gainful employment is really the path to success and financial security for many of these families.
Absolutely. And what, yeah, talk about this professional committee.
The professional committees, I have the pleasure to work with on a regular basis. We have a marketing and development committee, which allows people with the expertise in the marketing field and fundraising field to kind of come in and be part of Maryland New Direction's efforts in the community. What our look is, what our marketing is, how to be strategic, you know, how to fundraise. They help support our different events and make those connections for us. And it's really relying on the expertise of others, because as a small nonprofit, we don't really have the resources to do a lot of these things as well as we would like to. So using the committee, we have that opportunity to really expand our reach, expand our connections, and get the professional expertise we need. Beyond the marketing and development committee, there is a business committee. And the business committee is taking a look at, you know, a business model that Maryland New Directions really began implementing over the past year or so. And we are now contracted to go into some other nonprofits and some local businesses and teach our workshops in their facilities to help their clients or their employees. So we're really kind of growing with the expertise that we have, and the word's getting out that if you really want to succeed, you know, and want, you know, a different kind of character in your hiring candidates, that Maryland New Directions is the elite training source.
If you want to volunteer, you can contact mdnewdirections.org or 410-230-0630 for more information. Barbara, before we close out, I want to talk about this maritime transportation, distribution, and logistics training orientation, February 5th at 8:30 a.m. And the training is February 10th through February 28th daily. Talk about that.
That is correct. So MTDL, as we refer to it, it's easier. The orientation starts at 8:30 a.m., as you mentioned, on Wednesday, February 5th. Pre-registration is required to ensure a seat and to register. It's as simple as calling 410-230-0630. The training will run March 9th through March 27th. The typical day is 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. every day. And during those 3 weeks of training, you're going to get 90 hours of industry-related training. You're going to have all of the opportunities that we talked about through the mock interviews, through the Connections Fridays. You're going to learn real warehouse-specific information, do a field trip to a site to see an environment that you might be working in to understand really what the industry looks like inside. You're going to have the opportunity for forklift certification and other credentials. There is not a cost of money to clients. The cost is hard work. The cost is dedication, and the cost is the desire to succeed. If you're willing to pay that cost, MND will provide the training at no financial cost. So it's a great trade-off.
Wow. Win-win. This is Maryland Viewpoints, a presentation of the Maryland News Network, heard on radio stations across Maryland. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of radio station ownership, management, or advertisers. Join me again next time for Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks.